Welcome to Absolute Sigma, a channel dedicated to helping you improve 1% every day. Today, we're going to uncover a powerful tool that can revolutionize your decision-making process. Have you ever wondered how top pilots make split-second decisions under pressure? The secret lies in the OODA loop. It's a model designed to help you navigate complex and fast-changing environments with ease. Without further ado, let's dive into it. The OODA loop was created by Colonel John Boyd of the United States Air Force. He designed it to help pilots make fast and smart decisions in combat. The idea is that decision-making in fast and competitive environments can be broken down into four steps: observe, orient, decide, and act. This process goes in a cycle, so you keep improving and adapting. Let's talk about observe. This step is all about gathering information. In business, for example, this could mean watching market trends, listening to customer feedback, or keeping an eye on competitors. When you're observing, it's important to stay objective and gather as much relevant information as possible. Next up is orient. This is a crucial part. You interpret the information you've gathered. You analyze the data based on your past experiences and new information. For companies, this means understanding how market changes affect their business and how they can use their strengths. Orientation involves filtering and synthesizing the data to make sense of it. It's about understanding your current situation and how external factors might impact it. Then, we move to decide. Here you choose a course of action based on what you've learned in the orient phase. For businesses, this could mean picking a new strategy or deciding on a product launch. Decision-making should be quick, but also well-informed. Weigh the pros and cons of different options and choose the one that aligns best with your goals. Finally, we have act. This is where you implement your decision. The action you take will affect the environment, and then you start the loop again by observing the results. The act phase is about execution. Make sure your actions are decisive and that you follow through with the plan. After acting, you need to observe the results to see if your decision had the desired effect. The OODA loop is not just a straight line, but a continuous cycle. How fast and well you can go through this loop can determine your success, especially in fast and competitive environments. Let's take a moment to reflect. Can you think of a time when you made a decision too quickly and it led to a mistake? What were the consequences? How could using the OODA loop have helped you make a better decision? This brings us to an important point. While speed is crucial, the quality of the decision is often more important than how quickly you made it. In critical situations like healthcare or aviation, making the right decision is vital, even if it takes more time. In healthcare, doctors use a form of the OODA loop to diagnose and treat patients. They observe symptoms, consider medical history and research, decide on a treatment plan, and then act by giving care. Here, the quality of decisions directly impacts patient outcomes, so taking the necessary time to make the right decision is crucial. For example, when a doctor is faced with a complex case, they might need to gather extensive information, consult with colleagues, and consider various treatment options before deciding on the best course of action. In aviation, pilots use the OODA loop during flights. They continuously observe their instruments and surroundings, analyze the data, decide on the best action, and act accordingly. In these scenarios, the quality of the decision is critical for safety. Pilots must constantly monitor their environment, make quick yet accurate decisions, and adjust their actions based on new information. A well-executed OODA loop can mean the difference between a safe flight and a dangerous situation. Now, let's look at a real-world case study involving Netflix and Blockbuster. This is a classic example of how the OODA loop can make or break a company. Back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, Blockbuster was the leader in the video rental business. But Netflix entered the market with a different model, focusing on mail-order DVDs and later on streaming services. Netflix used the OODA loop to stay ahead. First, they observed changes in consumer behavior and technology. They saw that people wanted more convenience and that internet speeds were improving, making online streaming possible. Next, They oriented themselves by understanding these trends in their business model. They saw they could use their existing network and customer knowledge to move towards streaming. They decided to pivot from mail-order DVDs to streaming. This was a bold move that needed a lot of investment in technology and content. Finally, they acted by launching their streaming platform. They kept expanding their library and improving the user experience based on feedback. On the other hand, Blockbuster saw the same trends but understood them differently. They underestimated the digital transformation and stuck with their brick-and-mortar model for too long. When they finally decided to go online, it was too late. They couldn't compete with Netflix's established presence and customer loyalty. This difference in decision-making shows the importance of the OODA loop. Netflix's ability to observe, interpret, decide, and act quickly helped them dominate the market. Blockbuster's slower response led to their decline. Now let's apply the OODA loop to a simple everyday decision, crossing the road. First, you observe, look around to gather information. Are there any cars coming? What is the traffic light showing? Are there other pedestrians crossing? Next, you orient. Process this information based on your past experiences. Consider the speed of the approaching cars, the typical behavior of drivers at that intersection. Then, based on your observations and orientation, decide whether it's safe to cross or if you should wait. Finally, you act. Either start crossing the road or wait for a better moment. As you cross, keep observing the environment to ensure it's still safe. Adjust your actions if needed. This continuous loop of observing, orienting, deciding, and acting helps ensure your safety. If a car suddenly speeds up or a new car appears, start the OODA loop again. Observe the new situation, orient yourself, decide what to do, and act. This ongoing refinement is crucial in dynamic environments. Think about a recent significant decision you made. Did you follow a process similar to the OODA loop? How did it impact the outcome? Could you have improved your decision by spending more time on any of the steps? Let's talk about some pros and cons of the OODA loop. One major advantage of the OODA loop is its flexibility. It allows for rapid adaptation to changing circumstances. The continuous feedback ensures that decisions are always improving. Another pro is its wide use. The OODA loop can be used in many fields, from military strategy and business planning to personal decision-making. But the OODA loop has its challenges. One drawback is the need for constant attention and quick thinking, which can be tiring. In high-stress environments, the speed of the OODA loop can sometimes lead to rushed decisions. Also, the success of the OODA loop depends a lot on the quality of the information gathered during the observation phase. Poor or incomplete data can lead to bad decisions. It's important to remember that all models have limits. As the statistician George Box said, all models are wrong, but some are useful. The OODA loop is a valuable tool, but it's not perfect. It's essential to know its limits and use it with other decision-making frameworks. To wrap up, OODA loop is a useful framework that helps improve decision-making across various areas. Whether in military strategy, business planning, or personal development, this model helps you stay flexible and responsive in a changing environment. Here are some practical tips to help you apply the OODA loop in your own life. First, create a habit of daily observation. Spend a few minutes each day gathering information about your industry, competitors, or any relevant area. Use tools like news apps, market reports, and social media to stay updated. Second, develop a reflective practice. Take time each week to analyze the information you've gathered. Consider how it fits with your past experiences and what new patterns you see emerging. Journaling can be a great tool for this. Third, use a decision matrix. When faced with a decision, list your options and evaluate them based on criteria like cost, time, and potential benefits. This can help you make more balanced and thoughtful choices. Fourth, set clear goals and metrics for your actions. Define what success looks like and how you will measure it. This helps in evaluating the effectiveness of your decisions and actions. Finally, practice the OODA loop with small decisions first. Try using the OODA loop when deciding what to eat for dinner or planning your weekend. This will help you get comfortable with the process. I hope you found this talk about the Observe, Orient, Decide and Act framework helpful for your own strategic thinking. Remember, the quality of your decisions depends on how well you follow each step of the OODA loop. Thank you for tuning in to Absolute Sigma. If you're listening on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss any episodes. Join us next time as we continue to explore models and frameworks that shape our world.